and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 24. I've done it once, and I've done it again. I have a lot of coffee flowing through my system. On one hand, it's a great thing. I am wide awake and ready to go. On another hand, it's bad because I tend to stumble over my words and have to re-record and reread a lot. So just a little behind the scenes knowledge there for you, but it's okay. I will be good. And actually today we're going to learn about a Sagittarius. So I hope you're freaking ready because obviously I am. And as always, I am pulling this from zodiacsign.com. Here we go. Curious and energetic, Sagittarius are the travelers of the zodiac. Their open mind and philosophical view motivate them to wander around the world in search of the meaning of life. Sagittarius is an extrovert, always optimistic, full of enthusiasm, and ready for changes. This is a sun sign of individuals who are often preoccupied with mental work, but when they find grounding, they show their ability to transform visions and thoughts into concrete actions and circumstances. So there you go, you little fire sign Sagittariuses. If you're a Sagittarius or if you have friends, let me know if that feels like you or them. But we're going to move on to stories before my coffee high gets me blabbering about crap you don't care about. So here we go.
This comes from TiffanyBrook88 on Reddit.
I'll start off by saying Appalachian region of the US. Our family lives on a large farm, and we've all seen strange things from time to time, and just accept it as part of the land and keep on about ourselves. I live next door to my grandmother, and my husband and I have seen multiple different black masses, the Watcher, and even a cowboy-shaped mass up near her house. However, yesterday evening, I witnessed the weirdest entity I have ever encountered. We were outside talking when, all of a sudden, our dog alerted toward her front porch and started growling. She's never growled before, and I stepped down to see what she was looking at. Since it was a new behavior with teeth showing and the hair on the back of her neck standing straight up, I looked in the direction she's looking at, and I see a black mass slithering into her front door. Instant goosebumps and an uneasy feeling. I tried to debunk it by moving around to see if I could recreate it, but nothing looked like it. It was about 6 feet tall, but about 2 feet long, and was an oblong shape. It was solid black and had waves of gray coming off of it that reminded me of heat coming off pavement when it's super hot and just rained a little bit. It was floating at the top of the stair rails and literally slithering up and down as it was going into the door, nowhere close to the floor of the porch. It moved really fast, but was slow enough that I was able to see the entire thing. As soon as it was completely in the house, the feeling was gone and my dog eased, but still kept her eye on the porch. This land has always had an eerie feeling to it. There have also been several familial deaths on the property, all cancer or accident related. And there's a small family graveyard to the right of my grandmother's house of the family that owned the land prior to my family. Just wondering if anyone has any information on what I saw. It's shaken me up because out of all the things I've witnessed here, this was the first to give me a dreadful feeling. I've scoured the internet and can't find anything. This person had goosebumps, and I had goosebumps reading it. I hate everything about that. Anything slithering and moving all weird, like, you could go, oh, it's a snake, but if it's floating, I'm pretty sure snakes don't fly. Correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. But I don't know. That's a creepy one to me. That one seems demonic. If it has like heat coming off of its back because, like, you know, hell and demons. I don't know. You guys let me know what you feel about it, and we're going to move on.
This comes from RemarkableTier8786 on Reddit.
Here's a little background for you. I'm temporarily back at my parents' house while I go through a career change and relocate back to my hometown. There's a lot going on mentally and emotionally. When I lived here before, I had a friend come over and she brought her friend. She could apparently see things that other people couldn't see, and she didn't like my basement that much. I convinced her to come down there and tell me what was down there. She talked a little about some spiritual things in the basement that weren't bothersome, but then she turned around the corner to go down the hallway towards my current room and storage room. She immediately turned around and said, "I don't like that man," and got really emotional and ran upstairs. She wasn't able to articulate what was down there, other than that it really bothered her. Also, to clarify, this is an old mining town. My parents built this home in 1999 on the site of an old train depot area. There's still an old foundation in the woods next to the house. And there's an old trail, former train track, tracks were pulled up before World War II, across the street. When I moved home later, in my adult life, I have cats, so I had to move into the basement bedroom to block them off from my parents' dog. Like I said, there's a lot going on mentally and emotionally. For a couple months, at random, I would hear my name being called while I was alone. I chalked it up to being stressed or tired, and my mind was just playing tricks on me. But then last night, I was home alone, walking to my room. I walked into the storage room and I heard psst right next to me. It scared the crap out of me. And I just yelled, "What the fuck was that?" And I turned the light on and turned around. I saw my cat down the hall and said, "Oh, that was you?" I knew it wasn't the cat who made that sound, but for some reason I just felt like I needed to announce out loud that it was something I could explain. It wasn't anything like a cat hissing. It was like that noise that someone makes when they're whispering, trying to get your attention. Okay, yeah, that would definitely freak me out if I heard someone go, "Psst." Like, get out of here with that. I don't want to hear that in my house when I'm by myself. Absolutely not. Has anybody else, though, had that experience? Because I do want to know. So, as always, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And, well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Good night. go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.